When my kids were younger, Easter morning brought a treasure hunt. We'd go to the early service and then stay for the Easter breakfast. Then we'd drive home and the clues would be raiding. You see, I'd prepared about 15 to 20 clues for each one of the kids, and I'd give the first one to them, and then they would be off on their hunt. They'd take that clue and then go to the next clue and to the next clue and to the next clue until finally one of them would reach the treasure, the Easter basket, filled with candy and little gifts. Then another one would find his treasure, and then another one would find hers, until finally all four of them were sitting on the living room floor, just happily eating the candy and playing with the toy. Easter, treasures, rejoicing. We have a treasure. An Easter treasure, not a basket, but an Easter Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he has claimed us as his own. We belong to him and to each other. He has given to us an eternal security. He has given us the joy of salvation. When the angels come on that last and final day, they will not throw us into hell. No weeping, no gnashing of teeth for us. Just the glorious eternity of being with Jesus on that last day in body and soul. What a priceless treasure we have in Jesus. Joyous treasure. Easter treasure. But I wonder, listen again. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. I wonder what he does next. He finds the treasure, he buries it, he buys the field, then what? Do you think that he just leaves that treasure buried and goes on with life as if nothing really happened? I don't think so. What about us? We have a joyous treasure. Do we bury it and go on with life as if nothing happened? You wouldn't think so. But perhaps we do. Perhaps more than we'd care to admit. How so? Well, a treasure is a time for rejoicing, to feel good about what's happened. That's what the man in the parable did. But there are times when I have a priceless treasure called Jesus, and he's buried with disappointment or discouragement or even weariness. I preach up at a congregation in North County, Grace Chapel, about once or twice a month. What a joyous privilege that is to bring Jesus in a message, in a sermon to someone, to a group of people, to a congregation to proclaim the word. What a holy honor that is. And yet somehow I just can't stop myself when that service is over and I'm greeting people at the door, shaking their hands, trying to keep score almost, counting up how many compliments and pats on the back there were. It's almost as if there's not that many on a Sunday, if there's only about 12.3 good sermon pastors instead of the 20.4 I'm hoping for, I leave disappointed, even discouraged about this joyous opportunity. Now, what's with that? It sounds a little silly, but it happens so often in so many different ways where the discouragement and the weariness can bury this wonderful treasure, this joyous treasure called Jesus in our lives. Does that happen to you? Seminary can be a tough place. classes to prepare and do well in, learning Greek, trying to be a good spouse or parent, striving to take care of yourself with spiritual devotions and physical exercise. And you can get down on yourself when it doesn't happen, when you don't get all the A's, when the vocabulary cards just won't stick in your mind. When your family's complaining that you're spending way too much time studying and not enough time with them, when your devotions get left behind, when you don't exercise and you see the pounds, you can get down on yourself and discouraged and weary and disappointed, and it buries the joy of that priceless treasure called Jesus. Or how about worry and anxiety when it comes to money? Money's always tight. Not enough in the checking account. The credit cards can seem so attractive, but then the debts rise, there's more loans. Everything seems so expensive. How can you take care of your family? House won't sell. The worry and the anxiety just bury the priceless treasure called Jesus in your life. I'm the director of Vicarage here, and I know what that Vicarage year means. It means moving. Packing everything up once again. Just after you had got settled and everything straightened, kids ready with friends, picking up and moving can be very stressful, unsettling, particularly for a wife and for kids. They don't seem like they belong anymore. That everything seems so uncertain. And that kind of uncertainty and even anger can bury the treasure. Doesn't seem quite so silly anymore, does it? The disappointment, the weariness, the discouragement, the worry, the anxiety, the anger, the uncertainty, they all can just heap a mound on top of that priceless treasure called Jesus. Except Jesus doesn't stay buried long. Think back to the first time he was buried. They took him down from the cross, Joseph and Arimathea and Nicodemus. They put him into that tomb, in a grave. He was buried, but he was there for a reason. He was there to take into that grave all our disappointments and discouragements, our worry, our anxiety, our weariness. He took it all, the uncertainty, the anger. He was in that tomb because of anything and everything that would bury the joy in our lives. He was buried for us, for you and for me, but he doesn't stay there. No, Easter morning comes and he rises from the dead. Perhaps you've been wondering what this chest is up here. Grace Chapel has used this on Transfiguration Sunday to signal the beginning of Lent. Ash Wednesday occurs just a few days after Transfiguration, and so at the end of the service on Transfiguration, a large Alleluia banner is taken down, is folded up, placed into the chest, and then carried out of the church. It symbolizes that the Alleluia has now been buried in the season of penitence as we remember our sin and what has taken the joy away. Well, this morning, this chest from Grace Chapel is now our treasure chest. And it is time for us once again to bring back the Alleluia, to open up the chest and see our risen Christ once again. No buried Alleluia anymore. Jesus is risen from the dead, and he will not stay buried for long. He claims you. You belong to him no matter how unsettled your life may be. What a priceless treasure we have in Jesus. He gives you an eternal security. An eternal security and the joy of salvation, no matter how worried you may become in life. What a priceless treasure you have. He calls you to spend an eternity with him, a glorious eternity, no matter how down you are on yourself. What a priceless treasure we have in Jesus. That treasure hunt with my kids on Easter, they knew what the treasure was and where it was even before I gave them the first clue. They knew it was going to be an Easter basket, and they knew where I hid them. Not because they peeked, but because I put them in the same place every year. The stove, the dryer, the closet in the den, and the attic. But they still had to follow the clues, and what fun they had running through the house, bumping into each other, going from room to room. But every once in a while, the clue would be too cryptic, too hard to understand, and then they would get discouraged and need help. They would come to me for a hint. Life is like that treasure hunt. We know who the treasure is. It's Jesus, risen from the dead. And we know where that treasure will be in a heaven with him forever. Glorious indeed, joy unending. But until then, we follow the clues, the times in life, and it can be such a joy at times. He has called us together. We belong to a church, to each other, to a family. What gifts he has given to us to enjoy. And there are people who help us at the seminary, giving us food and clothes and money and places to stay. And even vicarage usually turns out to be a wonderful year as you meet new people and live in the ministry in the midst of a loving congregation. But there are times when the clues, when the times in life just don't make sense, and we need help. We need a hint as well. One of those hints is at the entrance to this chapel. Stop as you go out today and look at that baptismal font. There Jesus claimed you. You belong to him and his church and each other. Here's another hint. It's called his word. Open it up, read in it, look at it in those devotions, and see that because he lives, you too will live. Easter joy, Easter hallelujahs in this word. And one more hint. A silver goblet, a chalice. You see these in pirate movies, where there's a treasure room and there's necklaces and jewels and gold coins in it. But when you come up to the Lord's Supper and take this in your hand, it is treasure beyond compare. And not in the future, it's right now. The very blood of Jesus Christ, precious treasure given for you. No greater treasure than Jesus, risen from the dead. He is priceless treasure. He is our alleluia, our priceless treasure indeed.